Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah.
Looking at the sky on this snowstormy day is like traveling through space past millions of stars here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen.
Wow, look at the snow outside.
Yeah, if this keeps up, we won't have school tomorrow either.
Oh, I hope we do have school tomorrow, because it's pizza day.
Well, today we're snowed in, and I'm glad we're here inside the clubhouse where it's toasty warm, because it looks mighty cold and snowy out there.
Okay, all right, here goes.
Let's go, let's go, let's really go.
Did you know that long ago the Eskimos had too much snow in Tokyo? So off we'll go to Mexico, said the Eskimo.
Let's go, let's go, let's really go.
With a fee-fi-fo, the Eskimo played the piccolo for the buffalo. Sing fee-fi-fo, a song you know called Too Much Snow in Tokyo.
Fee-fi-fo.
Too much snow in Tokyo.
Say cheese, say oh.
Those tiny little ants that are in your plants. Did you watch them dance like they're kind of in a trance? Then they went to France in fancy pants.
Fancy, schmancy, dancing pants. Say cheese, say oh, say go. Hey, hey, hey. Say cheese, say oh, say go. Hey, hey, hey.
Tell me a story, just a little one.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Just heard a song from Jessica Harper.
So what do you guys want to have for lunch today?
Definitely something hot. I agree. Should be something that'll take the chill out of this very wintry day.
Well, since today's a snow day and there's no school, let's celebrate with an extra special meal.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
celebrate.
Spelling, please.
C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E.
Definition, please.
Verb, to mark with festivities. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are commemorate or observe.
Look at that.
Sentence, please.
Well, let's not over-celebrate and forget that we've got homework to do for tomorrow. We don't want to be giving Miss Honeypepper any excuses.
What's your excuse?
Huh?
Tell me your excuse.
What?
What's your excuse? Tell me your excuse.
Here's mine. My dog ate my homework. He really loves
loves that stuff. He mixes it up with his chuck wagon dog food.
I don't know, Steve.
He can't eat enough. Do you believe him?
I don't know.
Do you believe him? Well, all right. They don't believe me.
Nope.
How about Sam Zucchini? Where is Uh-oh. Your homework?
Well, my mom, she threw out my homework.
Sam, don't bring your mother into this.
She threw it in the trash.
Sam.
I told her I needed it back right away.
Right now.
That's good.
I offered her $500 cash.
Sam, I don't know.
Do you believe? Okay, they don't believe me. They don't believe Sam.
Oh, no.
Jack Zucchini, step up to the mic. Where is your work?
Actually, I got my homework done.
Hand it over.
Yep. But something happened on the way to school.
What?
Well, this huge, gigantic wind came along. And it blew my homework into the neighbor's pool
shack.
Assignments are due at the end of this song.
What? At the end of this song?
No. Yes.
Listen, I don't think I have enough time. It's about 30 seconds till the end of the song. I can't do it in that amount of time. No, I need help. Oh. All right, I've got a piece of paper. I've got a pen, but I don't know what the assignment is yet. I mean, I can't do it. I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need help.
Another day.
I need something. I need something to help or something. What's your excuse? I don't have one. Tell me your excuse. Jack doesn't have one. What's your excuse? Sam doesn't have one. Tell me your excuse.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ah, I've got it. Perfect meal for a snow day. Macaroni and cheese.
Sounds good to me, Steve. Hot and cheesy. Yeah.
Let's gather the ingredients and listen to a song from Bill Harley.
Cheese on it. You're all set. You know what I'm talking about? Macaroni and cheese. anybody? Do you know someone who will not eat anything but macaroni and cheese? You put a nice meal on the table and he turns his nose up at it. Once I made him a macaroni and cheese sandwich. Put the macaroni and cheese between two pieces of bread. He looked at me and said, I don't want that bread. The only thing I want is
macaroni and cheese.
Threw the bread away, wouldn't touch it. That's the way it is with some kids today. Not me, man. When I was growing up, I ate everything that was put in front of me. Absolutely everything. My parents would put a tire in front of me. I would eat it up. My parents would, they would take part of the house and put it on a plate. I'd eat it. I'd eat anything. But you know, some kids, they won't do that. This kid, only thing he wants in the whole world.
Macaroni and cheese.
Isn't enough to drive you crazy. I said, you know, you grow up, you know what you're gonna look like. You are what you mean. You're gonna look like one big piece of macaroni. That's gonna, who's gonna talk to you walking down the street? They're just gonna run away from you. Say, there's a kid that looks like a piece of macaroni. What's with that? That's true. No, it could happen to you. You spend your whole life eating macaroni and cheese. Who knows what's gonna happen to you? That kid doesn't care at all. He just looks at me and he says,
macaroni.
Yeah, macaroni.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. At the top of the news today, Zucchini Land's number one ski and snowboarding resort has been closed down due to an avalanche warning. That's right, folks. But even though Mushroom Mountain is off limits, there are still some who want to try snowboarding it despite the danger. Coward Hosell has a story. Coward.
Coward Hosell here, live at the road that leads up to Mushroom Mountain. And I'm here with a group of diehard snowboarding alligators. And Rufus, you know they've closed Mushroom Mountain for your safety because of an avalanche.
That's nothing. We've been through worse, dude. We were totally stoked for this. Could have handled an avalanche.
Let's get another comment. Bentley, you know there's an avalanche. Your comments on that.
Hey, man, it's a ranch. What's the big deal? We'll build a ramp and jump right over it. Whoosh!
Bentley, that's avalanche, and it could pose a danger.
Danger? What's that? I've got my suntan lotion, my board, my boots.
Well, personally, from my point of view, I'm glad they closed the road because I don't want you alligators to hurt yourselves. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. Those alligators are confused. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. This snowstorm here in Zucchini Land should end sometime tonight, but not before it leaves us with about 3 feet of snow. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. We'll keep our listeners posted about the avalanche situation at Mushroom Mountain. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Ever wonder what causes an avalanche? The answer can be found in everyday science. Although any large, rapidly falling mass of soil, ice, or rock can be considered an avalanche, the kind most people think of is made of snow. And when enough layers of snow build up on a mountainside as steep as this one here in the Swiss Alps, conditions are perfect for this type of avalanche, also known as a snowslide. Let's tunnel down a few feet into the snow to learn more. Now, inside this snowpack, which is what they call this type of deep, layered snow, we can see very distinct layers indicating different snowfalls that fell one on top of another. Look, some of these layers are weak and slide around rather loosely. This can be the result of rain, warmer temperatures, or even a dry spell that causes the frozen bonds between these layers of snow to deteriorate. All this instability is an avalanche just waiting to happen. And speaking of waiting, that's what we have to do now. We wait and wait until something like a passing animal or human or the vibrations from a loud noise, a change in the weather, or just plain old gravity takes its course. Uh-oh. Whatever just happened, it was enough to weaken this snowpack just enough that we're officially a full-scale avalanche. Hold on. We're about to hit 200 miles per hour! Now that's what I call heavy snowfall.
Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Jack Zucchini here in the kitchen with my brothers making macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, Mom usually makes this for us, but we're going to try it ourselves today.
Now, I know Mom boils water, so I've got that ready.
Yep, and she uses real cheese, which I've grated myself.
All right.
And we have macaroni. Here you go, Steve.
Oh, my favorite. Baby macaronis.
Baby fish, baby fish on. Baby fish, baby fish on. Baby fish, baby fish on. Baby sheep on. Baby sheep, baby sheep on. Baby sheep.
Was a song from Dog on Fleas.
How's that macaroni coming, Steve?
Well, just a few minutes longer.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello?
Hi, Jack. It's Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan. We're making macaroni and cheese for lunch. Do you mix the cheese right in with the boiling water and macaroni?
Ooh, it looks like things might be headed in the wrong direction.
What do you mean?
I've got a recipe. I'll bring it over.
Okay.
And I'll bring your quote.
The quote of the day is...
Give a person a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a person to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Chinese proverb.
The Great Mind.
Thank you for joining me today, gentlemen. A Chinese proverb who has insight.
Oh, I'd like to begin if I may.
Quinston, please.
I don't know if I'd want to eat fish for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Of course not.
And as far as teaching a person to fish, for me this has led to nothing but pure frustration.
Uh-huh.
I'm always getting tangled up in the line. It's one thing after another.
Yes, but Quinston, I think this quote is a metaphor. It doesn't speak just of fishing. It's an example.
I believe I can
Brooks,
clarify,
yes,
gentlemen. Brooks. Yes, you've been over to my house, and you've met Paul, our cook.
Of course.
Yes. And he cooks a terrific fish dish.
Yes.
And for the life of me, I cannot cook at all. But the point is, if he taught me how to cook...
Right.
I could cook lots of meals.
Excellent.
And, Paul, if you're out there, you're excellent.
Hello, Paul. Hello. Now, let's take a look at what you've just said, Brooks. Paul could do two things.
Yes.
One, he could cook you a meal.
Right.
Two, he could teach you how to cook your own meal and give you the gift of knowing how to cook for yourself for a lifetime.
The skill.
Yes.
The skill.
A simple act could have large... ramifications of a good sort. Ramifications probably being hardly the word.
Speaking of skills,
yes.
How about some cheese?
Well, I'd rather not have to learn how to make it myself.
No, you don't. All you have to do is eat it.
Good.
Monterey Jack,
excellent.
Camembert, and cheddar.
I'll teach a person to appreciate cheese, and he'll always have something to eat.
night, I made a mistake. Last night, I made a milkshake. Well, see, I love milkshakes. So I took some chocolate, because it's going to be a chocolate milkshake.
I'm thickening it up now.
And then some milk, and then some cream.
Any fruit?
I'll put a little strawberry in it just for a little bit of flavor. And then some soy sauce, okay?
What the heck?
And then some pickles. I put in some pickles. And then how about some...
Steve.
What's the matter with that?
I don't think anybody would eat anything like that.
All right.
Let me give it a try. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Come on, guys. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Yesterday, I was playing outside. I made some stone soup in a little mud pie. Rocks and some dirt and some earthworms and some rocks and some more rocks and then some bird feathers and some bark off the trees mud and then
hang on
stones.
That is really, I don't think there's anything in there that I would eat.
Well, Steve.
Well, listen.
Sam, you want to contribute?
Yeah, I can do better.
I'm thinking of something to eat. Yeah, I really want something to eat. I'm thinking of something to eat.
Yeah.
I really want something to eat.
Okay.
This time, I've got good news. 'Cause this time, I'm gonna use
simple things like water in a pot into which I put spaghetti.
Oh, I cook it, yes. And when it's done, I do a simple thing like strain the water out. And then when I'm done straining the water out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the plate and I'm going to eat it. But before I eat it, you know what I'm going to put on top of it? You
something
know what I'm
going
to put?
Something good.
What
are you going to do?
I'm just spaghetti sauce.
I love spaghetti sauce.
And a chair.
A chair?
Okay, a pickle chair.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Whew, I'm stuffed. Yeah. Mac and cheese is all right with me.
Well, and it didn't hurt to get good advice from Susan.
And a good recipe. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
This is Pete from Pete's Sneaker Store, and I hear you're having a macaroni and cheese house party.
Well, actually, no.
I thought I could come over and sell a few sneakers.
Well, sorry, Pete. There's not going to be a party here, but we are going to play a festive song from Dan Zanes.
I couldn't remember.
Whoa!
Mind if I pet your cat?
his shoes, and then underneath him I have another pair of Jet Set Free Cheese shoes. Thank you so much.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WLNZ in Lansing, Michigan. Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1307 and click on the fun stuff icon for a great mac and cheese recipe.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I thought I knew how to make mac and cheese.
Ooh, I'm stuffed.
Now we got good advice.
Yeah, that didn't hurt.
No house party here. No house party. Except for us.
Bird Note. Imagine this Canada goose paddling along on a cold winter day. Can you guess how many feathers cover this goose? Hundreds? Thousands? A single Canada goose has between 20 and 25,000 feathers. A smaller bird, like a sparrow or wren, might have 7 to 10,000. Those feathers are uniquely designed to help the bird fly, shed water, or display distinctive markings. A great many feathers are the short, fluffy kind, the down, whose purpose is to insulate the bird from the cold. Birds survive in sub-zero weather by fluffing their feathers, creating layers of air and feathers. Just a fraction of an inch of this insulation can keep a bird's body temperature at 104 degrees, even in freezing weather.